It is News Talk to be with Chris. So Canterbury Employers Chamber of Commerce CEO Peter Townsend says the elections all go and it's all set to, well, it's set to be a goodie for both sides of the political spectrum because they're offering so much and that's got to be good for Christchurch. And Peter Townsend joins me now. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Why do you see it as being a good thing that we're being bribed by both parties, essentially?
Well, you know, you can call it a bribe, I wouldn't. This is fundamentally about the future relationship between central government and Christchurch, and both political parties appreciate the importance of this city, both in the context of the rebuild, but also in the context of its economic contribution to New Zealand. And so I think you're going to see both political parties courting Christchurch hard and fast right through to September 23rd. Remember that in the last two elections, some of us would say that it was the Christchurch vote that got National into government, and I don't think that's lost on either parties.
It's interesting, the environment, the political landscape really in Christchurch. It does seem to go National, but voters still seem to appreciate some of the Labor MPs. What do you put that down to?
Yeah, it is. It's really interesting, isn't it? I mean, historically, Christchurch has been quite left in terms of its positioning and its voting, and there was a shift, quite a marked shift, in an immediate post-earthquake environment. That shift was maintained at the last election, and it's going to be really interesting to see how it plays out here. I think people have been preoccupied with which part of government and which party of government will support us both in the rebuild and into our future. I think it's really important that there's a recognition both by National and Labor of the importance of regional autonomy. In other words, give us some money and let us get on with it. And I think you're going to see that play out into the future. But in terms of where those political leanings lie, it's going to be another race right down to the finish.
You think this election will be quite close? Do you think this time round? I mean, it wasn't last time, was it?
This election is going to be absolutely close. It will go down to the wire, and there will be some more, I think, quite significant shifts in polling between now and the election. And it's really obvious that from a Christchurch perspective, both parties see us as critical. Both parties are prepared to make big commitments to our future. The government has made enormous commitments to us in the past in the context of the rebuild, but there's still a lot to be done. And I think when you look at things like our infrastructure, our red zone, the environment that we're playing in terms of the stadium, the issues around climate change and the need to protect some of our lower-lying land in this region, all of which have a particular interface with central government, it's going to be really interesting to see how it plays out. One of the things I'd be cautious about is too many people making too many finite promises too early so that we get locked into a fixed amount of money from central government in the context of a rapidly changing environment. I think that would be a big mistake.
When you say rapidly changing environment, what do you mean?
Well, everything's changing quickly. I mean, the city is changing rapidly in its rebuild. The demands on the city are changing. The numbers are changing around what is required to be done where. Who knows what investment central government will be asked for in the context of the redevelopment of the red zone, for example. And then on top of that, you've got some of these macro changes around climate change, around infrastructural shifts, around modes of transport that are changing rapidly. We don't want to lock ourselves in too much and too finitely into a future where the government says, well, we promised you this and that's all you're going to get.
Regardless of who wins, I guess you would agree that it's a good thing that Christchurch is back on the national news agenda from both parties in a way. They're both offering lollies and Mori bars.
Absolutely. Look, we are the second largest city in New Zealand. We have performed economically better than the rest of New Zealand since 2010, and we will continue to do so. The government appreciates that. They appreciate the contribution that Christchurch has to make to our economy. But to be realistic, they also appreciate the political grunt that we have down here and the need to win us over. And that's not a bad place for a city to be in.
Yeah, exciting times. Canterbury Chamber, Employers Chamber of Commerce CEO Peter Townsend, great to have you back on the show today.
Thank you.